Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Standing on My Soapbox, your Monday through Friday rants, raves, and reviews talk radio show with the top stories in news, politics, and pop culture. Join your host, entrepreneur Scott Fullerton, and co-host, actor and writer Craig Hurley, right here at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live, or subscribe and download on your favorite podcast distributors, including Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple and Google Podcasts. You're also invited to call in and share whatever is on your mind at 347-989-0126 during the live shows. So here we go. Stand up on our soapbox and let's start talking.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Standing on My Soapbox. It is Wednesday, October 9th. We hope you're having a wonderful hump day as we slide into the rest of the week here. I'm your host, Scott Fullerton. In just a couple of seconds, we'll be joined by my co-host, actor, and writer, Mr. Craig Hurley. This is your Monday through Friday call-in show where you can talk to us about what's on your mind in the news, politics, pop culture, or whatever else might be floating around in there. Let's go ahead and get started. Let's bring Mr. Craig Hurley on. Craig Hurley, how the heck are you?
I'm doing okay, sir. How are you?
I am a little frustrated. I've been in the doctor's office for about 2 hours. Mom and I both had appointments. I have not called in yet. I'm supposed to be called in the next 5 minutes. So I'm going to turn the show over to you today, my friend, because
you're at the doctor's office.
I am still at the doctor's office, and I'm going to have to mute my phone quickly before I get yelled at, but I will be able to press buttons. I just can't talk today.
Okay.
I will be a button-pressing fool.
All right. So do we have another person calling in? I think we do.
I think we have a very special co-host calling in just a couple of seconds here, so we'll be able to get her going here so I can get off here and I'll start getting all these ugly looks from everyone in the office there.
Nice.
The
you're not allowed to use cell phones in the
doing?
Doctor's office. Don't use cell phones in the doctor's office.
I know.
Yeah, it doesn't really affect
me. Kind of in the corner away from everyone.
Just heart monitors and stuff like that. It doesn't really
How's
affect
me. How's your day going? Your day going good?
Yeah. No, not really. We've been following the same lines that you are. I had to go to the hospital or the veterinary clinic today. It's the same thing because our pets are our loved ones, and because the people that I'm staying with, their dog got sick and seizure. So and she's an older dog. She's a sweetheart. This dog is just an old, really old sweetheart, and she's like 16 years old, and just a real sweetheart dog, and it's just sad to see that she, you know, had a seizure, and she's currently in the hospital, so, and that they're doing a whole bunch of tests.
At all. Hey, we have a special guest co-host on the line today. Special guest co-host, say hello, and who are you?
I am your friendly special guest co-host. Katie Barberi, how you doing?
Woohoo!
What's going on, Katie?
How are you guys?
I am wonderful. I'm going to stop getting dirty looks and turn it over to you guys. I'm going to mute myself, have a great show, and I will break in if I can, if I get out of this doctor's office in the next 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay, you have a good appointment. Relax. We've got it chaotically under control.
Are you by your computer, Katie?
I am not.
Katie, are you by your computer? Okay.
Do I need to see?
Try to keep your Facebook Messenger pulled up, and if I have anything weird happen, I will Facebook message you what's going on in the radio room, okay, in case we have a call or something.
Okay, perfect. All right. I'll stay vigilant.
Scott's just going
to
throw callers
soon.
In all of a sudden. All of a sudden a caller will appear.
Enjoy the show, guys. I'll check in when I can. Bye.
All right, dude.
Okay, bye. Hey, Scrap, what's going on?
Okay. What's going on, Katie?
How you doing? I hear.
I feel
it's
I haven't
been a
talked
weird
to you
morning.
In forever.
It's been a weird morning.
Yeah.
With dog. Yeah. It's so extraordinary the ability that they have to sense things. It's just amazing. They say that dog spelled backwards is DOD, and it makes a lot of sense. They're just very, very special creatures. And when I heard about this morning, I thought, should I become a vegan? Because, you know, it's not just dogs that feel. It's you know, animals all animals have different levels of intelligence, but, you know, some are extreme. Like they say, pigs are extremely smart, like almost human. And
No. Pigs and dolphins both.
And dolphins are smarter
than us.
You can't even be a pescatarian and not feel weird about it. But then you, of course, pointed out plants have feelings too. This is true. I actually had a plant in Los Angeles some time ago. I think this was like in 2006. I was subletting an apartment from a lady, and she had this plant. It was a fern, and it was dying. It was on the verge of death. And I started talking to it every day and communicating with it. And the light, I put it up against the window, and instead of moving toward the light, it moved toward me. The whole plant moved toward me. And so I would hang out like the part of the living room that I was always hanging out in. It started leaning that way. So I hung out with this plant and brought it back to life and eventually gave it to a friend when I left LA at that time, and gave it to a friend and said, okay, you know, take good care of her. And she planted her, and now she's like taller than the house. And so they respond to love, and they respond to positive energy. And then I guess we just starve if we don't want to eat anything that has any feelings. Because
what do we eat as humans if every living being that we eat has feelings?
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's a tough one.
So I was sorry to hear about this morning, but I guess the important thing is that she's doing okay at this point, correct?
She's in the hospital, so I don't know.
We don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it seemed like some type of seizure. So.
Right.
You know, and they're running a bunch of tests.
They need to. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They need to. So we'll keep her in our thoughts. So, dude, first thing I want to talk to you about, one of your favorite characters in the world,
yes.
The Joker.
Yes.
The backstory to that.
Why so serious?
Yeah. It's an amazing character.
How I got these scars. My father, he was a fiend. He came home one night. Yeah. Yeah, no, I love that. Absolutely love the character of the Joker.
The dog chasing.
Yeah, plans. I don't have any plans. I'm like a dog chasing a car. Wouldn't know what to do with it if I caught it. Yeah, I kind of messed that up just now.
Very nice. No. It might require a second take, but it was pretty good.
Really? Requires a second take. All right, Craig. Take two.
Perhaps. We might look at
that.
Yeah,
this is $50,000 a minute, Craig. Can you stop flubbing your lines? We don't care if you improvise, but at least get the line out.
That would actually be cheap per minute.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
yeah.
True.
So Joaquin Phoenix, making the Phoenix family proud, making 80s actors proud in general because they've always been a part of the community. The Phoenixes, you guys were talking about this on yesterday's show.
Yeah, Joker, you knew more of the Phoenix family than I did. I only got the opportunity to hang out with River one time, actually. And it wasn't enough, in my opinion, because he died shortly after we met. So.
Right.
But
River.
You know more.
Yeah.
About.
Well, yeah. We took dance class together and we hung out together, and so it was really a beautiful. They were all named after different, just like you said yesterday, after different. Well, the reason why we're talking about the Phoenixes, let's be clear, is that Joker, Joaquin Phoenix, stars in Joker.
Is Joaquin Phoenix is River Phoenix's brother, who
River Phoenix's
his
little
actual
brother.
Name is. Is Leaf and
Leaf.
And
I don't know,
you know
where
a while back I was just like okay, I remember Leaf, I don't remember a Joaquin, so what happened, where when did this happen, you know, and where did Joaquin come from? And then he is Leaf, so
he is Leaf. Well,
it.
The thing is,
yeah.
A couple of the Phoenixes were born. Okay, so to be clear, Joker is now the highest grossing film in the history, I guess, of October releases, like Halloween themed
October
releases, or maybe just October releases in general. I'm not sure, but it's the highest rated one, and apparently they look a lot at mental disease and what was behind
mental disorders
and what was behind this character's, yep. You know, kind of emotional
demise.
Anxiety and exactly
his demise.
But the Phoenixes were all named after different
his flow into chaos.
His flow into chaos.
I'm trying to think of things that he flow into chaos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Phoenixes were all named after different phenomenons of nature. Like there was river, leaf, rainbow, summer. And that my mom always used to say, I'm sure if they have another child, it will be named Tributary, which I always thought was very funny. But Joaquin.
Tributary.
Tributary. Joaquin,
Tributary
a couple of the kids were born in Venezuela.
That's actually very funny.
Yeah. So now I'm wondering if Lee, I don't know, I haven't talked to him in a few years.
Your mom actually said a joke? That's a good joke.
Humor.
Tributary.
I know. Yeah, no, she used to say that when we were kids, and I always thought that was really funny. But Joaquin was born in Venezuela, and another one of the Phoenixes, I'm not sure which, was born in Venezuela.
I'd go with Peninsula.
Peninsula would be cool.
Yeah, Peninsula
Phoenix.
Oh, we
could dedicate the rest of the show to this. Are you going to start pulling out nature names, weird nature names?
That I would name my kid?
Yeah. Well, there are the ones that would be cool, like Reef. Reef would be a cool name.
Cyclone
Reef
Hurley.
Would be a cool name. Huh?
Ooh, Cyclone. Cyclone Hurley. I think
that
we already have one of those on this planet. Yeah. Hurricane.
Tornado Hurley.
Tornado. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dust Devil. Dust Devil Hurley.
Anyway, so we're very proud of the Phoenixes. Leaf, or Joaquin, as he is now known, and I think he changed his name at some point after River very, very tragically died outside of the Viper Room on Sunset Boulevard in a horrible, horrible death that just broke all of our hearts.
Yeah, and from what I understand of all of that, River never did heroin, and he supposedly died of a heroin overdose. So
yeah,
there's something really messed up about that.
Well, you know what was interesting is that I remember to this day an article in Premier Magazine about it and how the article started. I was right after River died. How the article started out.
It's like somebody gave him a roofie. Somebody popped something into his drink. And
well, the thing is that the article
he never
came
did
out,
that. From what I understand.
Well, I never witnessed it. I never witnessed that at all. And he was with Martha Plimpton, and Martha doesn't do that at all. Martha's actually one of the most level-headed people in this industry, and very, very, very cool human being. And they made a really, really cool couple.
I only hung out with Martha a couple of times. She was when, because we were, Ken Carlson, who was a really, really good casting director, out of Chicago, and he moved to Los Angeles. And
he was one of your mentors, correct?
Yes, and really good casting director. This guy, Hoosiers, Clarice Hart,
found Neil Patrick Harris, found...
Yeah, he found a whole bunch of people.
Crazy,
Fred Savage,
talented entities.
Martha Plimpton. He brought all of these people together, and we were all together in the same place, in his house. And we all actually attended his funeral. Well, it wasn't even a funeral. It was very strange the way that Ken's. It was just a wake. It was more of a memorial service. Like we never got to see where he actually went because his family was. Everybody was concerned about AIDS, and everybody was concerned about the stigma and. Everybody was, he comes from a very conservative family. So, so they didn't want it to be very publicized and, which I understand. We all got together for that. But that's like, the last time that I've talked to any of these people. And I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No. I have a crazy story about Martha. I ran into Martha a few times.
But when Ken got sick, when it was found that he had AIDS, they we all got together. We were all over at his house. You know, like I saw Martha there a number of times. I didn't see River but once, but in that time, but like everybody else that was hanging out, and there were other people, his partner, Doug, and Aaron Karf, and there were a number of people that were going, that were friends of mine, Cal Evans, that were all going over to his house and hanging out with him and making sure that he had quality of life at the end. So we were all, you know, everybody was cleaning, everybody was doing dishes, everybody was doing, you know, everything that we didn't want him to do. Does that make sense? We were all, you know, we were all trying to help out as much as possible. And, like I was bringing him weed and, you know, even though he wouldn't smoke it, which I thought was interesting.
Thank you for clarifying that.
I thought it was interesting. I mean, I brought him some really, really good weed and, you know, it was super illegal at the time. And I was like, you know, this medicinally is only going to help you. And he actually wouldn't smoke it. He wanted to stay as clear as possible because he knew that he was dying. So
clarity.
We'll
get back to these people, but I did want to say something about that. Yeah, I think it's really sad, these movies like Reefer Madness and all this stuff, all this information that was put out by the government.
Did you really bring up a movie from 1950, whatever the hell?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. It's like his concern was that he wasn't going to be clear, right? And I think that that's an education that a lot of people were given. He would have been clear. He would have just been
relaxed. He wanted to absolutely – I mean, even though they had to give him morphine at the end, you know, there's no clarity in morphine.
You're going to be real clear when you're on morphine. Yeah,
you're gone.
It doesn't affect you on any level.
Where, you know, with weed, you're going to remain – you can be more than functional while smoking. I mean, it's obvious.
Absolutely.
We now have 14 or 15
absolutely.
States that have legalized in the United States. So
yeah, I think there are a lot of actors out there like Jonah Hill on Down the Line who now completely advocated and say, look, I mean, I smoke to relax. I have anxiety issues and I am completely clear to work, to conduct business, to drive, to hang out, to, you know, all of those things. So there's a lot of misinformation.
Well, there's a number of physical and mental disorders and ailments that people have, anything from migraines to knee pain that it doesn't cure, but it gets rid of the problems. What?
Well, there's this documentary out there that I think we saw that was, remember that woman who would stutter so bad? She couldn't form words, and in
yeah,
the state
she was,
that she was living
she
in.
Was like living in, she was living in like North Carolina or something where they weren't legalizing,
where
or Alabama. Yeah,
so
some backward state.
They actually showed her purchasing illegal
purchasing
weed
from a dude in Kansas or something. Like she had to drive wherever she was from, and it was still illegal in the state where she was purchasing
it.
But
so
she had to go all the way over there in order to get it, because the people in her town or her township or her city or her state just don't allow it at all. Like, I mean, there is nothing. There's no medicinal. There's no nothing, even though we have 48 states now, I think, that are medicinal.
To the 80s movie cliche, the dude was on a skateboard when he brought her.
When
know,
he rolled up
with
her baggie. Yeah.
Exactly, with her baggie on the skateboard. And we saw her, like, we physically saw her smoke, and all of a sudden...
And she went from not being able to function.
She breathed heavy. Right. She sighed, and then she could speak.
Without any problems. It was a little slower. I remember this. I remember watching that documentary.
Yeah.
And her speech was a little slower, but you could understand every single thing that she was saying, and there was no stuttering happening. And the same thing with autism, with especially severe autism. I don't know. I think you watched that documentary as well. It's a part of that documentary. Mm-hmm. The parents had to move to Colorado in order to make sure that their daughter could get the proper care. And this is right after Colorado legalized. She's severely autistic, and she literally will sit and hit herself and cause herself damage, like physical damage, bruising, broken bones, scratches, bleeding, because she's hitting herself, and there is no stopping her from doing that. None.
Right.
There's nothing that will stop her from doing that. No prescription drug, no nothing. And then she takes a hit off of a vaporizer, and all of a sudden, she just completely stops hitting herself. She completely stops rocking back and forth. She sits and is just like the most mellow individual. And it happens really quickly. Like, I mean, within seconds, I'd give it like 30 seconds, 40 seconds, you can see her start to change as it enters her bloodstream. It's just as it actually hits the receptors in her brain, which, by the way, we are born with. We are born with CBD and THC receptors in our brain, which
we are not born with alcohol
receptors, correct?
Yep.
So
no,
our
not.
Bodies are set up to accept CBDs and to accept THC as a form of painkiller. So and as a form of just – it's something that should be in our bodies. And if it's already there, if there's a receptor already there, it's not like this receptor just appears, and we're all born with it. So, but she completely chills out and completely relaxes within about a minute and a half. She turns to her dad and says, "I'm hungry. I think I'll go to the refrigerator and get some food." And gets up off the couch. Literally a minute and a half after beating the hell out of herself, and gets up to the refrigerator and goes and grabs some chicken or grabs some food out of the refrigerator. A normal human being, like what we all do. So
exactly,
you know, it's just
it was in the 50s or the 60s, and I don't have the numbers right, but you know more about it than I do. It was classified as a class A or class 1. Drug.
I think Nixon, I'm not sure. Right after Prohibition, they made it a Schedule One drug, which means it's up there with, you know, heroin and cocaine and it should be down there with like NyQuil, you know. I mean, it's up there in a classification that it makes it, it's like crack, you know. It's like, what? No, this
just
isn't
going
what
back
this
to
is.
Anybody, just going back to anybody in Ken Carlson's situation, anyone suffering from the effects of HIV or suffering from the effects of cancer and what have you. You know,
by the way, we are still accepting. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. I am going to. We are still accepting phone calls. We're still accepting phone calls today. So
yes,
if anybody
still
wants to
not,
call
not
in,
not because I'm doing anything. I am not.
347-989. 347-989-0126. But this could also be a semi bilingual show. This could, I mean, because, you know, you
claro,
speak
si
fluent Spanish.
Claro, si quieren hablarme en español, perfecto.
¿Cómo está?
you won't be much help there, but I know you'll understand everything.
I won't.
So we won't be able to
bien,
talk
bien,
about
you know.
Because you'll understand it.
Oh, no. I'll intervene with English. You guys
right.
start, you know, I'm not going to swear, but you guys start
I
talking bad.
I actually do have a point.
Then, oh, I'm sorry. I cut you off.
This.
You were talking about weed and the government.
Yeah. I mean, the people that are suffering from these ailments and that are in pain and that are suffering anxiety, you know, we as humans, well,
that's
different degrees
everybody.
For anxiety we all have, absolutely. But that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody needs or wants marijuana in their life. And that's
anxiety,
fine.
Anxiety, by the way, is fear of what's going to happen in the future.
Absolutely.
And you
if
cannot,
you're depressed,
you cannot,
it's
no
because
one.
You're living in the past. If
no
you're
one,
anxiety
although
is because you're living in a future that has not yet been written, so we don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen in the future. You don't know what's going to happen a minute from now. So, you know, you
exactly.
Can't. You can't judge any anxiety that you actually have. We think millions of random thoughts every day. Every single person does. So,
we do.
You know,
we do. And
you don't know what.
I'm going to make this point first. And then we can talk about anxiety. I'm going to make this point. People that are suffering from whatever it is that they are suffering from, you know, we as humans in general, we need a leader. And we live in an extraordinary country, no matter who is in office. and we trust our government. And I don't, I feel like a lot more information needs to be out there about marijuana. I think that the stigmas are being kicked in the teeth. I think that the stigmas are coming down. I don't necessarily advocate for somebody being, you know, high off their butt, you know, 24/7, because I think that
I don't even advocate that. I don't even advocate that.
No, and I think that some people can handle it.
I don't know who can handle this. I mean, I'm pretty professional when it comes to weed and
yes,
comes to marijuana. I know a lot about it. And
yes, you do.
But there are some infused, like you can go to some of the dispensaries in the legal states that have infused what's called pre-roll, and where they literally roll up a blunt for you, a joint for you, and it's infused with different strains, and those can be extremely powerful. They're talking near 48% THC. They can be extremely powerful and can just make you dumb. They just make
they'll
you
knock
dumb.
You, they'll
they're
knock
like,
you on your nadia.
Oh, yes. Nice.
They'll knock you right on your
so we
nadia.
Can swear in Spanish? We can swear in Spanish, but we can't swear
no,
in
English. No, it's not. No, actually,
English.
Actually, nadia is just butt. So,
but,
actually.
Okay.
No, I was just making a funny. I was making a clean funny, a clean
yeah,
bilingual
this is,
funny.
This is someone, you know, Katie's talking. Katie doesn't do drugs, so, you know, she doesn't
Katie
smoke.
Does not.
And
Katie
she
never
has.
Has.
No, she never
no, but
has.
Katie can have some objectivity about it. And when I think about somebody like Ken Carlson being in pain at that time, and everybody kind of trusting the stigma
pain.
That was created by governmental information, this is a point that I'm trying to make. I'm not a government rebel either. I'm just saying I think that the
Reaper
I think that
madness.
The information I think that the information that's out there now is clear. I think that it's pretty irrefutable. I think that there you know we are seeing positive effects from the states that are legalizing as opposed to negative. Yes, the black market is there are more black market sales, but that's because other states that are not legal, their need for quantity is going up as the states that are legal are cleaning up, and the government is benefiting from the tax dollars. The citizens are benefiting from the tax dollars. There is not one single case on the books, unless we're talking about mixing, but there's not one single case on the books of domestic violence created from marijuana. There's not one single case. We're
no,
talking
it's the reverse.
I'm confused.
Yeah, it's the reverse. I don't know the exact
why.
Numbers, but it's somewhere
why.
Like 27% of the domestic violence issues went down when they legalized in Colorado, literally within
right,
a year.
Right, because people
they
can
did all
take
these
something
studies.
That is going to chill them out. I think that there's a huge stigma about having to take anything and like not confronting your reality. Well, you know, some people can confront their reality, and some people can, you know, there's a stigma against therapy. There's a stigma against taking a drug that's going to chill you out a little bit. That's a natural leaf. There's a stigma against all this stuff. And that's all governmental information. At the end of the day, people are only trusting what they've been told and what they were taught in their homes. But I am confused about why alcohol was destigmatized and permitted on levels where it has hurt many, many, many people for many different reasons. Either it's killed a person because it's, you know, because
same
it's,
with cigarettes.
It's destroyed
same with
their
cigarettes.
Liver. Yeah. Yeah. But
yeah no, alcohol and
cigarettes,
both. Everything during Prohibition, they literally made everything illegal. And they didn't give the people anything
cases.
To party.
Right. I don't know how many domestic,
because,
no, domestic
because somebody doesn't
cases.
Have a cigarette? Oh, dude, I guarantee you somebody out there having a Nick fit that's just going nuts arguing with people. I guarantee
well,
it.
Well, that may be true.
Guarantee
that may be true. I have seen you on several occasions, yeah, where I'm like, I'm not supposed to advocate for your
yeah,
cigarette.
And I'm a smoker.
Yeah, but I'm
like,
please
oh,
go have a cigarette.
He needs a smoke.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I don't, I feel like I wish that people had more information earlier on. I'm glad that it's being destigmatized now. I'm not sure what led to it, but I have a feeling it had to do, dare I say it, dare I be the rebel, with an inability to tax it in time, to get through the red tape, to figure out how the taxes were going to work on imported product, because much of it is or was imported. And I feel like there was you know, there was stigma that was created to kind of stave people off if they weren't ready to legalize yet. And I don't think it's right. I think that it has caused a lot of problems. I think people need it on a medicinal level. Well, I don't know anybody that needs alcohol on a medicinal level, except maybe, and this has always been very controversial, but I've never had anything against it, babies who are teething who get a couple of drops of alcohol on their teeth so that they stop screaming
except for
bloody
maybe
murder.
Babies.
I have never had a child, so I have never done it.
Wow.
But from what I understand, people have done it.
I don't advocate it for alcoholics, but for babies.
For babies, absolutely.
giving a drop of whiskey on the baby's teeth, and then the baby not only is a little happier, but they stop crying because their teeth no longer hurt. Yep.
Yeah. I get it. But I want to see more and more information opened up.
You alcoholics need to stop, but those babies.
Those babies, please, just pour it on me. I'm totally kidding.
Wow.
I do feel like I would like to see the day when all states are legalized. I would like to see the day when it's over. I would like to see
the
day
that would get rid of the black market. I've said this for a long time. Even if you legalize cocaine, you legalize heroin too.
But
heroin was legal.
I need to be very,
heroin was created,
very clear.
Heroin was
smoke.
Created in the early 1900s or late 1800s by Bear Aspirin. And it was, everybody was able to get a hold of heroin at that time.
Well, here's
it was
the thing, you and I differ on that point of view. I'm more in the lane of Scott. I don't think people, I mean, like, I
it
don't
it needs
advocate.
To be decriminalized. That's where Scott got to. He got enough clarity on that. I don't know if he's even listening right now. But it needs to be decriminalized.
I believe
so
when
that
he was
people
being,
can actually get help.
Exactly. I believe when he was being critical about that, that I believe he was called from your lips a judgy-wudgy big gay bear.
Yes, judgy-wudgy was a big gay bear.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I believe he laughed quite a bit about that. He actually turned around
that day and went out and did a bunch of research. And it's, you know, that's important. And it's important to go to different sources and then collect that research accordingly, you know, and figure out what exactly those numbers are.
Right. I'm talking about marijuana. I'm not talking about cocaine and heroin because I don't know. But
this has happened in every state that has legalized. The criminal element to it goes away because I no longer, if I'm in a state like Nevada, because this is where I reside right now, they have legalized marijuana. I no longer have to go to the guy on the corner. Or I no longer have to go to my neighbor, or I no longer have to go to my friends and say, I need some weed. I can just go into the dispensary and buy some weed,
just like I was
going into 7-Eleven, you know, to buy a beer or to buy some wine. It's the same thing. It's a convenience store, basically. And I've seen in a lot of gas stations and convenience stores, for that matter, in 7-Eleven and in different gas stations, that they have CBD products. So they're almost there to having products that have THC in them as well.
This is the thing that I don't understand. How many years have people been able to go into a store? How many years have people been able to go into a store in this country and buy wine or buy whiskey or buy bourbon
or whatever it is? Prohibition ended on alcohol.
And what in the hell has ever made that an opportunity for somebody not to become excessively inebriated, not to kill themselves or someone else, not to hurt someone, not to make bad choices, very bad choices? I mean, why was that okay? I don't understand why that was okay. And my grandfather ran a bar. My grandfather on my mother's side ran a bar. I never met him. He died before I was born, but he ran a bar. So he also ran a pharmacy. So he was absolutely the most popular guy to know in his town in Illinois.
There's like what 4,000 people in that town, maybe, and
and he
owns the pharmacy and the bar. Whoo, that's
the pharmacy.
A popular
dude. That was the guy to know.
That
Ed
is a
Anderson
very
was
popular
the guy to know. But you know,
I don't
understand why it was okay, and they created a stigma that made marijuana dirty. If you were, you know,
you're Latina, it went along with that. Immigration was a big deal then too. They were trying to pin a lot of stuff on Latinos, and that's where marijuana comes in. And marijuana, you've spent a lot of time in other countries, in South American countries and in Mexico, and it's not marijuana itself, the term marijuana, is not that plant that we all smoke. It's a combination of things. It's more like snuff. It's a combination of different herbs.
That's a fun fact that few people know.
It got thrown
in. This is something
only
you would know that I'm aware of. Yeah.
As a name for the plant that we currently smoke, and it got given that name, which it's not. It's a cannabinoid.
That's not what I'm talking about.
That plant isn't marijuana.
Where did the stigma come from? I think a lot of it
came from far right at that time. I don't even know if they were right. They may have been far left. Because
but
they switched
the far
sides
right were drinking
all
until
the frickin' time.
Until they couldn't even stand up. The far right were drinking and getting drunk and going into bars and then coming
and going
home
and beating their wives and beating their children.
The far right. You know? So I don't I mean
Well, it may have been the far left at that time too. They've switched so many times, it's stupid. And where they're like, no, we're extreme on this. We're extreme on the rights, on everybody's rights, and then we're extreme on not everybody's rights. So it keeps going back and forth. And so it can be confusing depending on which time in history that we're
actually
talking.
This is something you
about.
Should be ashamed of doing. And this is something you should not be ashamed of doing. And I mean, in my
whatever form of government, whichever it was that was deciding at that time to do this and to pin it on South America or Latinos and give it a name, that's the group of people that you need to be pointing fingers at. It's not like, I'm sure there were people that were opposed to it, but I'm not sure which party at the time was the party that was causing the problem. So, because it could have been Democrats and it could have been Republicans. I don't know.
Because
they switched back and forth.
You know, because I've seen you smoke out of a bong, and even that makes me uncomfortable. And it makes me uncomfortable because of those 80s movies.
I haven't smoked out of a bong in forever.
Well, I don't like that.
She actually made me throw my bong away at one point.
I did.
She's like, your bong is ugly.
Well, the thing is that you saw those 80s movies and the 70s movies where the guys were living in
there,
always living in a shack.
This is a graphics. It was a green graphics tube. It was all the potheads right now.
But the guys in the bad guys, the ones that have like they always have long hair. They don't shave. You usually are going to see cast. There's a lot of diversity. Like there's rarely the white guy, but there's the blacks and the Latinos, and they live in a shack. They always live in a shack. The windows are always boarded up, and instead of furniture, they have mattresses, dirty mattresses on the floor, and they smoke out of those freaking things. And that's the image that we have. And it's like, this is all stigma that was created. Why? Who benefited from that? Because actually, medically and logistically, it's bullshit.
Hey, come on. You're swearing? Really? Seriously? Wow.
Wow.
She gets so comfortable that she's the first one that swears.
Oh, no.
It's awesome.
I'm so sorry. But 347-989-0126.
Come stand on this soapbox with us, and you can talk about whatever you want. And you can actually swear. You are allowed
to swear.
I swore
if you want, or you can swear yourself. Yeah. I don't even know how we got on this from the Phoenixes.
I don't know. We were talking about Joaquin Phoenix.
We were talking about
Ken Carlson.
And I wanted to talk to you about this article with River. like 20 minutes ago. I read the article in Premier Magazine. I was in mourning. I mean, it was awful. It was this happened ironically around Halloween time. And he was at the Viper Room, and it was awful. And one of the articles that I read was in Premier Magazine, and it was they interviewed his agent.
I was in shock.
No, we were all in shock.
I wasn't even in LA.
You weren't in LA.
I'm like,
I
what?
But I always in LA. I always got a cold. I always got a throat infection around October, and I was sick during that time, so I wasn't going out.
Well, that was the smog levels at the time. That was the smog levels. Yes. I'm sorry.
Probably.
Go ahead.
I would always get a throat infection in October in LA.
Everybody would get sick right in autumn.
Right, exactly.
During autumn,
and
during
there
fall.
Was this article, and they interviewed his agent. And it's just speaking to what you said about how, as far as you knew, and as far as I knew, he had never even done heroin. He was into the natural stuff, just like he was into the natural stuff in his whole life.
Yep.
Those were the Phoenixes were really they were hippie like, you know what I mean? And they were vegan, and they were, and so he was into the natural kind of plants.
Yeah, it was they were vegan before vegan was vegan. You know,
before
I mean,
vegan was cool.
So, yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
And they interviewed his agent, and his agent said that when the rumor first came out about his death over that, you know, that shock period of it, you know, it came on the news and looks like this actor has been hospitalized and they were waiting for them to pronounce him dead and whatever. She was getting calls all over the place. Oh my God, this can't be true. I can't believe that they're saying that he overdosed. This nice kid, he was such a sweetheart. People that have worked with him. And, you know, we know that he would never have been irresponsible like that. And you have our full support. And then the official word had come out that he had OD'd, and like her phone just stopped ringing. And it was how people turned their backs on them at that time and turned their backs on her. And she's like, I never had a problem with River. I never had a problem with River not showing up to the set. I never had a problem with, on the contrary, people adored him and his work and his professionalism and his. So I would be inclined to believe the conspiracy theory that you heard, that somebody wanted to pin this on him for some horrible reason. Not that you can't OD and be a wonderful human being. And be a professional and be a series of things. I mean, Philip Seymour Hoffman was an extraordinary actor, and we lost him. You know, who said the guy that was Michelle Williams' fiance? I love, what was his name? Australian actor, Joker.
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger. Yeah.
Yeah.
His was
an accidental. His was an accidental prescription overdose.
But that's what I'm saying, is that you can OD and be a very responsible, professional, you know, a revered artist for your work and still OD. So it wouldn't necessarily be there shouldn't even be a stigma behind that. But it was weird at that time. Everybody kind of, you know, couldn't believe the news. And apparently a lot of the people that were supportive when River passed, during those hours that he was passing, kind of turned their back on his agent at that time and kind of bought into the whole, you know, he was a bad boy for having done that. And it's like, dude, there's just a lack of understanding. There's a lack of empathy. There's a lack of sympathy. There's a lack of objectivity. There's a lack of knowledge. And it goes all the way back to, you know, to this time when alcohol was okay. No alcohol, not okay. It hurts a lot of people. You know, it's caused a lot of pain. So.
Oh no, it's caused a lot of, especially in the past 100 years, it's caused a tremendous amount of pain.
Whatever it is, but I'm just saying, I don't understand why it was legal and everything else was not. You know what I'm saying? I will never understand.
I do think it's a financial thing, because when they prohibited people from doing something, you can't. We're children. We're all just children. You tell us we can't do something, and guess what we're going to do?
Well, we're
going to run over and do it. We're all
just
children.
And
so,
if you are that person
that
has the conviction not to do. There's that aspect of it. It makes it less interesting and enticing because it's prohibited. But when you're dealing with someone like me, like the fact that marijuana was legalized, I have not had any desire
to
smoke it.
That doesn't matter, right?
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's always that going to be those people that don't do it. So, you know, it's just they have the opportunity to not do it.
Right. I don't have the curiosity. I have not seen anybody, you know, on the contrary, it's like the fact that it's not prohibited anymore in the states that it isn't. It's kind of made it less maybe exciting to some people, you know, because instead of being
we
out
were,
in the middle of the night with a dude on a skateboard getting a baggie in a dark alley, you know, you're just going into a store and picking up some weed.
In Colorado when they first legalized and I was going into a dispensary for the first time and then you were like, I don't want to go in there. I don't need to go in there. And also you were on every which way at that time. And I don't know how that would have actually looked as far. Hey,
well,
I'm on a kid show and I'm going into a dispensary. That would not have looked
good. They were talking about children. And in so much as you don't ever want to be seen with a drink in your hand in a publicity photo. You don't ever want to be seen on camera with a cigarette, you know, especially if you're on a children's show. And you don't want to be seen on camera buying marijuana. I'm talking about amongst adults, because with children are impressionable. Children
do get
anything.
My point was that you have not been into a dispensary, not yet. And we've traveled all over the country and been to many states where there's many dispensaries.
I have nothing against anybody who is. So I don't believe I don't believe it's a gateway drug. I don't believe it's a drug that, you legalize and all of a sudden everybody's going to want to do it and we're all out of control and we're walking around like zombies and unable to drive. That is absolute crap.
There isn't
a
gateway drug. I don't even know where that came from. That probably came from the same people that prohibited it in the first place.
I think the same people that made
alcohol legal.
My personal theory is that it had to do with
there
taxation.
There is no gateway drug.
You're either interested
as a human in getting high on something or you're not. That's just
how it works. You're interested as a human in trying something or you're not.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe that one leads to the other. Like, it was okay for me to do this. Maybe I'll
do that. No, that's not
I'm
how
not,
that
I'm
works.
I'm not buying it. And I think that there needed to be a stigma on alcohol that hasn't been on. You know, that hasn't been on that drug because it's a drug. And I think that a lot of people
Is there
would have
any
would
other
been stopped
topic
from doing
that,
a lot
that
of
you and I can talk about right now? Because we seem to be talking about this for a long period of time. No matter, even if we try to get off of it, that's a problem. 347-989-0126. Give me a topic.
We can talk about anything you want. What do you want to talk about?
Give me a topic. Impeachment. No.
We're gonna go there. Here's the thing. I mean, we were talking.
Transition. Hardcore segue there.
Yeah, there you go.
Just slamming on the brakes.
We've had conversations. Here's what I do want to talk about. I want to talk about how Supreme Court justices, it appears, are going to do their jobs. It appears.
Yeah, I think it's
kind of
cool. I was saying that yesterday about Gorsuch. Yeah, go Gorsuch
he's interpreting the law. It's nothing personal.
Yep.
And I'm glad that they can't be bought. And I'm glad that, people that voted for the current head of the administration that thought that they were voting him in so that they could get legislature purchased in the Supreme Court are going to find that that's not true.
Got to make sure to get those abortions taken off the books. Take that law out of there, right? It's all about abortions. It's all about babies that aren't born yet, and we don't even know if they're babies. We don't. I mean, dude,
well,
there's been some of these
listen.
Crackheaded
here's
babies
the
that, and I'm talking all humans when I'm talking crackhead,
well,
that are born, absolutely messed up, and there's absolutely nobody that's going to take care of them afterwards, but they're all worried about them in the womb. I'd say it's up to
the
woman.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, and this is I think this is an important stigma.
Not that
has
she
also
shouldn't
been
clear it. Not that she shouldn't clear it with the father. I'm not saying that either.
Well,
you know,
if you're
talking abortion, then the father has to be involved. You know, I mean, unless you don't know the father, you know, unless the father is like is somebody that you met one night. So,
well,
and you don't really know him.
Here's the thing. I've heard you talk about, you know, we're two white guys talking about women's issues.
Yeah, talking about women's issues.
I am a woman and I have never been pregnant. Therefore,
that you are.
Obviously, I have never had an abortion. But I do know a lot of women who have. And here's the thing.
A very beautiful woman, I may add.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I feel like the stigma of, you know, it has come down to you're either against abortion or you're pro-abortion. So let's clarify.
What's
I
pro-abortion?
I don't know anybody that is pro-abortion.
What is that? It's a very unfortunate solution
to the outcome of many, many, many different circumstances. Either it's as simple as the condom broke and the woman is not ready to be a mother or doesn't feel like she could take care of the child, or the man has walked out, or we're talking about the effects of a rape, or we're talking about, I mean, there are so many different
effects of
reasons.
Incest.
Yeah, for me, incest, it's just another form of rape. I mean, it's incestual,
right.
But it's rape.
Yeah, it is.
And so when people, so you're pro-abortion? No, lady.
No,
sir. I am not pro-abortion. There's no way to be pro-abortion. It is a very unfortunate circumstance that women have put themselves through or felt that they had to put themselves through for whatever reason. And there are so many reasons why this might happen. I am pro a woman's right to choose what to do with her body, her life, and the life of her unborn child. That I am pro, because I do not know one woman that I have met that regrets having done it. But I don't know also one woman that has ever fully gotten over the experience or who took it lightly. No one has ever taken it lightly that I know. It has scarred them for life. So that you want to, as much as you can possibly be in this life as a woman, be pragmatic, use birth control, take advantage of the science that is now available if you don't want to be pregnant for whatever reason. And then those who didn't have any choice, I mean, it's not even worth bringing up as far as I'm concerned. Of course you have a right to choose what to do with those circumstances. But I don't know anybody who is glad that they did it or who took it like anything else, like going to the gym or going to the supermarket or going to just a simple doctor.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know anybody who feels that way. So no one is pro-abortion.
I know women that have had abortions and it does scar them for life. They're constantly going back and forth on the correct decision.
Absolutely. And after it's over, they wonder the rest of their lives if it was the correct decision and how could they have done things differently. And it's horrible. It's horrible for everyone concerned. I feel that, a father, if a father is, you know, it gets tricky because if it's a father in a rape case, does he have a right to have a say in it? No. So it's
yeah,
very
I'd
tricky.
Say I'd say no.
And so it's
that,
a
you know, there's not a gray area there. You know, if it's a rape case, no, he doesn't have the right to know. And
well, no.
You know,
or to make decisions for the woman.
Or
I
to
always
make
felt like if
on,
I ever did get pregnant and I didn't want to have the child, I would try to have it I also know women who have had it to term and given their child up for adoption. There are different solutions, but just to be clear, I am not pro-abortion. I don't know anyone that is pro-abortion. I am pro a woman's right to choose. That I am pro. And I am pro the government not being able to make that decision. That having been said, I think it's great that so far what we're seeing is Supreme Court justices who will interpret the law. They will not be purchased by anybody. and I'm thrilled to see that. I really am thrilled to see that, because I feel like a lot of people voted in this gentleman because they were
you're like fading out.
Okay, can you hear me now? Not that I mean to sound like
back to wherever it was that you were in the first place, because we can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Can you hear me now?
You're cutting out.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Yes. That's unfortunate. I'm standing nowhere where I can fit.
I don't know where you were in the first place, so.
Okay. So what I was saying was I like to see that these are Supreme Court.
You're
judges.
Still.
Oh, no. Let me see if I can improve this situation. Let me move around.
Katie.
Can you hear me? Yes. Yes. Okay.
Maybe it's me. Maybe the audience can clearly, but.
All right. I'm gonna go outside here and see if I can better this. Can you hear me? Scrap?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can hear you clearly too now. So I think it's great that
not at all. I'm having some problems.
Wow.
Can't hear at all.
Okay.
You can't. This is definitely not interesting radio. Or maybe it is. I don't know.
It might be fun to listen to us scurrying around.
Okay,
right
now I can hear you. Stay exactly where you are.
Stay exactly where I am. No problem.
Yes.
Okay. So, I like to see that Supreme Court justices apparently won't be purchased.
Dude, you're breaking up like crazy. They're not purchased.
You know what? I'm gonna call right back. I'm gonna call right back.
I wouldn't do that. Just go to wherever it was you started this phone call in.
Well, I didn't
go to
move,
there.
And all of a sudden it was breaking up.
Okay, you're not breaking up now. Just don't move.
Okay, cool. I'm really comfortable where I am. Anyway, so I'm glad to see that Supreme Court justices cannot be purchased.
Ugh.
Apparently.
Okay.
So many people thought that they were exercising their intellectual prowess. It didn't matter who went into office, just as long as that person nominated the right Supreme Court justice to get their legislature through, their version of proper legislature through. And I am glad to see so far with Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch that may not happen. Hello.
From what I understand, she was saying that the. Are you there now?
I am.
Yeah, that they can't be. Okay. Wow.
That they can't be bought. It looks like they can't be bought.
Okay, maybe you got that out now. Can we go on?
I guess. No, I mean, my point was that a lot of people maybe didn't like the idea of the way our current president expressed himself, but they wanted to vote him in so that he would put in. Wait, let me get it out before I break up.
They're trying to pass all these laws, the Constitution, and abiding by the laws that are already in place. And those laws are already in place for a reason. And yeah, I'm continuing to talk, Katie, because we can't hear you. You keep breaking up. Okay, I heard that.
Okay. So I'm going to say this. It's one sentence. It looks like a lot of people didn't like the way this gentleman expressed himself, our current president, but they weren't really voting him in. They were voting in an administration, and the administration they were counting on to vote in to appoint Supreme Court justices that were going to put forth the legislature they wanted to see put forth. And I'm glad to see if it is interpreting the law objectively that those plans be derailed. I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that these guys cannot be purchased. That's what it looks like. They're going to interpret the law that's already on the books.
I hear the last part of that. Okay. What? I think I hear the last part of that.
I'm glad to see that they will interpret the law that is already on the books.
Yeah, it seems that what?
that they will interpret the law that is already on the books.
Oh, God. Oh, this is so much fun. Wherever you are, it's horrible. Bye-bye. Go someplace else.
Okay. Okay. Well, actually, we're done. We're done. We're done. According to my calculations,
we're done.
We're done in 2 minutes. We're off the air.
In 2 minutes.
Supposedly,
well,
yeah.
I'm surprised Scott didn't talk on. How are we going to?
I don't know. I don't know where he is. I'm going to try to messenger him. But why don't I sign off and send everybody?
I think she's saying, dude, you're breaking up all over the place. Please go to another area. I'll just continue to ramble. I'm going to ramble about the weather for a second because
do a weather report.
Yeah, because some of us are getting.
It was wonderful to do the show with you. I'm going to sign off and ask Scott to come back on if he's available. Do a weather report and sending love to everybody out there. Be good to each other. Be kind to each other. Think about each other's situations. Okay, I'm out.
Wow, I think it was just that we were talking about politics and it was getting really screwed up in that because that was crystal clear just now. All right, I think she got off the phone. weather report. We're looking at the snow all through Montana, Colorado, Wyoming. It'll go into okay. Anyway, it'll go into what did I just say? Colorado, Montana. No, it's going to be going into. It's going to be going into parts of Minnesota, and it's going to hit parts of Chicago coming up here a weekend. So everybody, just wanted to say, I hope the last part of this show wasn't so messed up. Try to get that together for tomorrow, and hope everybody listening, and you can call in tomorrow 347-989-0126, and everybody treat each other, and peace.